It's so good to have you with us today for the Family Bible Hours meditation. We're delighted that you've requested our tape, and it is our prayer that you'll request them monthly so that ultimately you will have an overview of the entire canon of Scripture. Boyd Nicholson is our speaker today, and he gives the meditation that he did on our program 1855. You're enjoying it from cassette number 94. The topic is the visit of the Queen of Sheba. You remember this well-known woman visited the great King Solomon, and what an exclamation she had when she saw all of his wealth and experienced his wisdom. Let's enjoy our study together now, shall we, as we hear of the woman who said, "The half hath not been told me." May God bless you as you study.
The glory and excellence of the Lord Jesus Christ is presented in many ways and in many parts of the Scripture. As he moved amongst men while he was on the earth, of course he had many critics. Among his most severe critics were the Pharisees. They were the expositors of the law, but they had become more occupied with the outward form of things rather than the inward condition. The Lord Jesus on one occasion called them whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones. He used his strongest language against them because of their hypocrisy. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, we read that one Sabbath day as the Lord Jesus and his disciples walked through a cornfield and were hungry, they began plucking ears of corn to eat. When the Pharisees saw this, they criticized them because they said it was not lawful to do this on the Sabbath day. The Lord Jesus responded to this charge by pointing out to them that he, the Son of Man, was Lord of the Sabbath. Then he made three great statements concerning his own personal glory. He declared himself to be greater than the temple in priestly function. He declared himself to be greater than Jonah in prophetic ministry. He declared himself to be greater than Solomon in kingly wisdom. Now, those people to whom he spoke looked upon Solomon as the king of greatest glory in Israel. But the Lord Jesus said, referring to himself, "Behold, a greater than Solomon is here." When he made this statement, he selected an incident out of the life of Solomon when the Queen of Sheba, the Queen of the South, came to visit Solomon, traveling perhaps 1,000 miles to hear his wisdom and to see his glory. The Lord Jesus declared that at the last great judgment, this great queen will actually rise up to be a witness against those people who rejected the claims of Christ. This is what he said to them in Matthew 12, verse 42. "The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here." It's one of the supreme tragedies of human experience. There are millions who would travel to the ends of the earth to see some famous personage or hear them speak, but they would not take a moment to pay attention to the voice of the Son of God or his servants speaking to them about their eternal salvation. Just what did the Queen of Sheba see when she came to visit Solomon that so impressed her? In 1 Kings chapter 10, in verse 4, we read that she saw his wisdom. You remember that God gave Solomon the gift of special wisdom to rule his people wisely. We read in Matthew that a greater than Solomon is here. Solomon was given wisdom as a gift, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. We read in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24, "Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Wisdom is a rare gift among men, it seems these days. Intelligence and knowledge abound, but wisdom is the intelligent application of knowledge in the circumstances of life. The Bible says, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." The second thing that impressed the Queen of Sheba was the house that Solomon had built, 1 Kings 10 verse 4. This was a wonderful house. We read it took 13 years to build it. The description of this house is given in 1 Kings chapter 7, and there we read of its materials, its pillars and windows and beams and doors. Marvelous structure it must have been, but remember, a greater than Solomon is here. The Lord Jesus Christ has a house far more wonderful than Solomon's. Not a house made of bricks or stones or cedar or marble or ivory, but we read about it in 1 Peter 2 and 5. Addressing believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter writes, "Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house." And we read that the Lord Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of this wonderful structure. Queen of Sheba was greatly impressed by the meat of Solomon's table. The provision of Solomon for one day is described in 1 Kings 4 verse 22. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour, 60 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, beside harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. Such was the daily provision of King Solomon for his servants and for his guests. But remember, a greater than Solomon is here. The Lord Jesus makes provision for his people too, not just bread for their bodies, but blessings for their soul for all eternity. We read in Ephesians 1 verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." This is the provision of Christ for his people, a lasting and eternal provision. The Queen of Sheba also saw the sitting of Solomon's servants. But remember, a greater than Solomon is here. We read about the sitting of the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ in Ephesians 2 verse 6. They have been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, lifted up into realms of majesty and glory with Christ, is the portion of all who love the Lord Jesus. The Queen of Sheba was greatly impressed with the standing of Solomon's ministers. But again, remember, a greater than Solomon is here. Those who know and love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ have a standing before God that no servant of Solomon ever enjoyed. We read in Ephesians 1 verse 6, "He hath made us accepted in the Beloved." That is, we have a standing before God that we never could have before we became believers in the Lord Jesus. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2 of all such believers in Christ, that in time past they were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Those who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ are accepted in the presence of God on the basis of the finished work of Christ upon the cross. What a standing! The Queen of Sheba saw the cupbearers of King Solomon, and she was greatly impressed. But remember, a greater than Solomon is here. And the Lord Jesus has cupbearers today. Those who love him and are obedient to the New Testament observe the Lord's Supper from week to week. This observance was commanded by the Lord Jesus just before his death. A loaf of bread and a cup of wine are the elements of this lordly supper. The bread speaks of the body of the Lord Jesus that was given upon the cross to put away our sins. A cup of wine is the emblem of his precious blood which was shed for us. He said, "This cup is the new testament or the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Today the Lord's cupbearers are those who remember the Lord Jesus and worship him for his great sacrifice. Dear listener, do you know this Savior? He is greater than any appointed king of the earth. In the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus is described by this great title, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Philippians 2 we read that to him every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth and in hell. He comes to you in grace today and asks you for your heart, your love and loyalty, that you might bow the knee to him in time. This is the one who was nailed to the cross, who bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He is worthy of our homage and of our hearts. If King Solomon could rise from the dead and visit your city today, multitudes would crowd the streets to see him. Let me remind you, a greater than Solomon is here. He has died, but he rose from the dead. He ascended to glory, and now he calls men and women, boys and girls, to come to him by faith and receive a pardon for their sins. Life everlasting, and one day soon, in answer to his own prayer, to be transported to glory and behold that glory and share that glory and be to the praise of his glory for all eternity. May it be so, for his name's sake. O God, our Father, we ask thee to bless thy word and to honour thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that it may be received into the hearts of many. Today is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus we ask it, and for his glory. Amen.